Now you can open the
Okay.
meeting.
Okay. It's 11, no, 10, 37. Okay.
So, let's start on the second page, just behind. In here, the things highlighted in yellow are the things that change. That I updated since we last had the meeting. The rest should look familiar. So the big change was like I overestimated, grossly overestimated the operating budget for the highway fund based on the three payroll month in December, some of the recent expenditures that came through, and there was a third. There was another thing. Oh, the stipends. I didn't include those originally, and there were a few other things. We might have a slight one, but I'm going to go with zero for now. There on that side. The community appropriations were what I put in there was we just cut a check for the Westmore Firemen's Association. For 30,000, I put in 30 for this year. There's still 30 we could owe them, but so I didn't know. I want to get everybody's input on what we anticipate spending on WFA specifically in 2026. There's 30,000 in there now. The emergency reserves originally I had contributing. Originally, I had the taxpayers contributing something to the emergency reserves. Dialed that up with the thought we could fund something from the surplus we have rather than going to the taxpayers for that. But I took that down to not being in the tax ask. And then the town's equipment. I, when looking at the, we sort of talked about this last night, looking at paying for the new piece of equipment, just paying for it out of the reserve cash rather than going for financing. I increased the town equipment ask this year by 20,000 from 100 to 120 so that we'd have a balance at the end of the year. We'll just still have something for stuff that might come up. And not just drain that down completely. And then the cemetery fund, I just updated that. That was the anticipated fund balance for the end of the year was going to be a little higher than I originally estimated. We're still contributing, we're still putting in 5,000 into the tax base for the same to get to the same result there, but the beginning balance was just a little higher. The rest was as we discussed a bit.
Just happened.
So with those changes and the other things being what they are, looking at a 4.8% increase on the municipal tax. Now, the big piece, so if you go back up, what's driving that change? If you look at the far right column, and I compared 26 to 25, the general fund is going down 5.5%. Community appropriations is going up 8.3%. We had 12,000 last year. I put in 13,000 this year in case someone else comes out asking the board. Not to say we can't change that. The because we talked about the grant for the potential grant and the town's portion of it for the boat cleaning station and the anticipated drop in state funding for the milfoil and greeters program. That's going up 61%. The town funded 14 and change last year, and we're looking at 24,000 there this year. The highway
And
fund,
that's still counting the,
like,
they're still going to need the money from the Westmore Association to.
yes, that'd be 11,000 from the Westmore Association again. The highway fund's going up almost 15% when you compare, and I combine the operating, the paving, and the materials. That's going up 14.7%.
I'm going to need to call VDL.
The restricted funds, you can't calculate a percent. Last year it was zero, this year it's 1,000. It's 1,000 we put in for the deed vault restoration.
Well,
And then the committed funds are going down by the 11.4%.
the number one, the first one.
So that's what drives the increase. So the heavy hitters is the highway and the restricted and the milfoil program, really.
And the highway on the paving, is that taken in that 20% to come up with the paving number?
To come up to the paving number for the
What we're going to need this year for money going to spend 130.
Yeah, let me see if that's right. See if I got that.
And then Ruth said, oh, only the test on
That's 5.28.
No,
Yeah, so no, the paving that we can discuss with right now for the three things we want to do next year in the paving fund. Oh yeah, in the paving fund to do the three things we want to do. No, that's not enough to support all the things we want to do. The three were the Long Pond paving, the Newark Pond, and the Route 16.
Yeah,
Yeah, we don't have those. I don't have that mirror. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have those figures. You can't really tell.
Well,
September, because they're 20%.
right. We estimated. So we estimated 275 for Route 16 paving. Newark was 50 and Long Pond was 70. But Long Pond, we did not anticipate any funding for.
Right. And the other two are at
And the other two were at the
20%.
20%.
Yeah. If you look on the next page,
Well,
you can
if you can
see.
see it by right there, my glasses aren't that
Yeah,
good.
actually, yeah, it came in because of the
Right.
color, it came in really faint. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you see, they've got your 16 is 275, 80% would be 55. And then Newark Pond Road, 50,000 was the estimate.
Which would be
80%,
10,000.
which 10%, 10,000 would be about
Yep. So you
20%.
take all those and say you need 20% funding.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, except Long Pond, I said
Except for
zero.
Long Pond.
Right.
Right.
But I say, based on that, we would have to fund 20%, which
Yeah.
is what we normally see.
So that's what that comes out to the 135.
Yeah. And see, that doesn't, we don't have enough there with the current ask of 42.8.
I see what you mean. You're having to fund the other one, period. What you got is the 20%,
Right,
and you need the other 70.
70. 70 is what puts us over
Yeah.
on that fund. So that would be a deficit. That would be a deficit there. The other funds are probably for the year. The others we don't have that issue. Yeah, the equipment fund we would end the year after the purchase of the tractor with 20,000 still in that account with the 120 ask. The road materials we're asking enough to cover the deficit we'll have this year and then another 21, 22,000. And then the capital infrastructure, we're asking for 30 and there's no plan to spend anything yet. So that's another one we could consider dialing the ask back. Instead of going for 30, we could go for something less there.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Get that 4.8 number down.
Yeah. The hard conversation I want to have here, because I'm going to be very direct. When I looked at the other town's benefits, we're number one in our benefits package right now with the VEMRs and the health and the opt-in and opt-out. We offer disability, long-term disability, short-term disability, life. A lot of the other towns don't offer all that.
Yeah, we're not the highest paid, but
We're not the highest paid, but the richest in benefits. And that's that thing I sent around.
Yeah.
And I tried a ranking.
Yeah, and I looked at it and I'm saying, well, I'm trying to figure this out, but maybe I need to look at it again.
Yeah,
I'll try to figure it
a
out.
very the biggest differentiator is the health benefit. What a lot of other towns are doing, and this is what Brownington just passed Monday night. Brownington did not have a health benefit. They did not have a health plan.
They always had a stipend.
They have a stipend. What they're going to, and what you'll see in the chart I gave you, what other towns are doing, not all of them. Brighton is the other one that has a very rich benefits package. But I looked at a lot of the smaller towns in the Northeast Kingdom. So that's the sampling I picked there. I didn't pick Newport City. I didn't pick Troy. I didn't pick some of the bigger towns. I tried to say, what are the other smaller towns doing? Now, it's on the last page, or next to the last page. Where we really stand out, what a lot of towns are doing now on the health benefits is they're saying they're covering X percent of the premium, and the employee carries a piece. And that's where a cafeteria plan comes in, section 125. Another strong trend that they're doing is they're covering the employee. So they say they'll pay 100% of the employee, or if they don't cover the additional, the spouse coverage that you adopted, or the family coverage. One town covered 100% of the employee and the spouse, but nothing of the family. What Brownington voted on Monday night is they're going to cover 75% of the employee.
So nothing on
nothing
the spouse.
On the spouse or the, so a lot of towns are starting to go that way more. I think the only other town that covered the premium 100% with Brighton. And this stuff all came from VLCT. They had,
and did you look up the wage rate between all them?
No, I did not.
There you go.
Right.
So if you want to kick me $7.
Well, here's the thing. David did David did an interesting thing. David looked at, and this is what got me going, was he looked at the wage.
Mm-hmm.
And looked at the Beamers, how much you get per hour for Beamers,
mm-hmm.
and how much you get per hour for the medical plan.
Mm-hmm.
You came out to $50 an hour, almost
oh,
only,
no.
And the two guys came out at 33.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
So,
but then when you start asking, like, these guys ain't far off from us on their packages, but they're making $3 to $7 an hour more. You know what I mean? So where are you going to level it out?
Well, no, I think on the medical in particular, we're coming out. It's adding substantial.
So we dropped a plan last night, so that should drop $4,000 off from the guys a year.
See, what I'm getting at, Dan, is I'm not picking on you.
No,
I'm
no,
picking
yeah,
on
I'm not
your replacement or somebody in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be careful. That's what I told
mm-hmm.
Don, is you've got to be careful about setting these policies, because
mm-hmm.
basically you can get glued into somebody coming into your position
mm-hmm.
or one of the other guys' position.
Mm-hmm.
Or the town clerk. You guys are forgetting the town clerk.
Oh,
at some point,
I'm not, it's can come back to bite the town with really.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not,
no, I know.
We're not after
I know.
You as far as,
no, I know.
You know, it was, that's why I did this.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just
seen
saying
it,
too, that I'm
Dan,
I'm not
wrong enough, so I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's back when you guys were paying Clayton almost $28 an hour when I started, and I started at 19.
Well, that was a mistake, because he was getting 28 and didn't
mm-hmm.
want no health insurance.
Yeah.
And those are the mistakes you live on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you just you pass, you know, you just digest it and you go forward, and
mm-hmm.
you don't try to make the same mistakes.
Yeah. Because, like, even though you see some of these, you know, did you add into, you know, the town of Barton's getting $220 or $240 a week on call pay? You know, that's another thing added to it that you don't see there. Plus, he's making $35 an hour.
So, yes, the village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's just because we got these packages, don't mean there's other packages that you guys ain't seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that this is what prompted it.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
And,
but that's why I've never said anything about my pay either. You know,
yeah.
Not one time have I ever said I needed more money.
Yeah.
So, because I understand the rest of the package.
Yeah.
So
I would like to speak up for me,
okay,
though.
Go ahead.
Well, people have said stuff to me anyways. I'm on salary. I don't mind the rate, but I think I should go hourly.
What?
Hourly. Because at some point in time after me, whoever is going to be here is going to put in, ask for pay for the hours I put in. So right now I'm doing the
Oh,
salary for 30
see,
hours,
because
but
I didn't look at yours. I did look at
I
yours.
work more hours
Yeah.
as a rule. So if I, just a thought,
Yeah.
I know you have your stipend, but still there's a lot of hours I'm not getting paid for.
And if you probably look at the other town clerks, they're probably 45 bucks an hour, not
I don't
like
think they're
20s.
that. Well, I didn't.
30s. They're 30s. They're paid pretty high.
I did take a look around at some town clerks and whatnot, and a lot of them are around 30 hours a week. And on average, they're 50 to 55,000 a year.
Okay, and I'm 30 hours a week salary, but at
Is that
42.
like Brown thinks she's doing wrong?
Yeah.
So that's, you have to combine.
Yeah, right. I just would like to go
I
hourly if I could get paid for the hours I put in.
yeah.
I mean, and I won't put in extra hours or anything like that, but to get this job done, and I've said it before, and I have even delegated tasks, but more comes in. Now we might have layoffs. That's three things we have to touch base with. VEMR's medical policy, and there was that other thing that we have to coordinate and take care of, even though it might just be signing a form, we have to track that, or I do probably. So that's what I'm looking at. If
Yeah, it's the whole system has in the last 10
it's
years changed.
yeah,
It's just
the
more and
office
more
work, yeah.
information being collected
For sure.
and spread, getting
Oh
sent
yeah,
from the state to you,
and
you
vice
have to send to
versa.
us. I mean, we never used to get all that crap before, and basically nobody does anything to it with it
Well,
once it's done.
it's
yeah. The states ended up basically making these rules and keep coming out with different rules each year, and
Oh,
it
yeah.
just pushes it onto the town.
Yeah.
Regardless of the town size,
Yeah.
they don't make exceptions.
They don't know. So it's one town fits all.
Right.
And
The
most of the other foremen don't do their grants. It's either the town clerk or administrative assistant that they pay to do But Dan, well, I'm
it.
not.
No, I know you're
I'm
not,
getting
but
into you, but
I'm just saying in general.
But I'm just saying that
Yeah.
what we need to do is, this is for carrying forward your new employees. And is that what
Yeah,
you're
well,
looking
new employees, and also that we can't sustain what we've got now. You
at?
know, we also offer the Beamer's plan up to the. We're the only ones that. I think
No,
we
there's
have
one more.
one more,
Burlington does
right?
it.
So
And
we're.
actually, Charleston's probably doing it too this
Yeah,
past
Charleston,
year.
I couldn't. BFC, they didn't participate in the survey. I was looking for.
Yeah, no, they don't. Right now, their town pays 14% of their plans. So they must be on the next plan below us. But they're trying to get to pay 6% and go to the plan we're at.
Okay.
I just talked to them the other day.
Yeah.
So.
No.
Could be
But
okay.
this won't be sustainable
Yeah.
going forward.
It was for
And I
5 months.
just don't know, you know, at what point do we.
Right.
And if you read the Caledonia paper, they do a lot of town, like what we're doing here. They cover them.
Yeah.
Every town is going through this right
Same
now,
thing.
saying we just can't keep how can we keep this up?
Yeah. I got a guy that I go to the wellness down there, the Lindenville, and there's one of the select board members in there from Sutton. And he'd been going there for quite a little while. I got to know him a little bit, and my gosh, you know, they got this, and you know this. They ain't getting no money on that road damage from FEMA.
Oh,
Oh,
that flooding.
yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
I think he told me it was $700,000 or $800,000 that
No.
town's gonna come up with this year.
Why are they getting no money?
Because Trump said Vermont didn't qualify because he didn't like Vermont because they didn't vote for him. So yeah, he had to sign it, and he said no.
Really?
Any Democratic state that got flooding in that time didn't get the money. The Republican
That's
states
horrible.
did. It
That's
was.
horrible.
Yeah,
That's
it
horrible.
was. Yeah.
Again, why are we doing the electoral college?
Anyways, so
Anyways.
I don't have a solution other than I think this year we ought to talk about where we want to be going forward on the benefits package. Because there's some things, you know, the medical's the big one. The stipend, we're very rich on the stipend when you look at
across
But that
the
should
end.
go down this year because we just picked a different plan, right? And it's a big difference on the plan wise.
No, you kept
No,
your,
mine. I'm
yeah.
saying, but
The other
the two
guys.
other guys, theoretically, they're on plan, the gold
The
plan, which
platinum. Oh, so
is
their stipend we have.
$400
Yeah.
cheaper a month if you look
Right.
at the thing.
But that won't be big change. I mean, I think it's going forward, we have to look at.
Or 400 times 12, 4 grand times twos, 12. No,
Eight.
that'd be 4 grand, two a
Let's
piece.
get the premium.
Yeah,
It's out.
times
It's
prime is
out.
4,800. Yeah. Compared to 70, 200
400, is
the
that
thing.
half of this? The premium's going down 400, right?
Yes.
They only get half of that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So 200 times 24,
Yeah.
4,800.
Unless we're keeping the stipend the same as it was last year.
Well, that's a question. Do we keep this? I mean, you look at the other towns.
What did we pay last year?
7,150, I think. 7,000.
It was 50%.
It was
Yeah.
50%.
So it'll
Yeah.
go to 6,000 because it's 1,000 a month
Yeah,
times
it could
12
be, yeah.
is 12,000
Yeah.
divided by
Yeah.
two.
So it's like
A thousand, a couple
$1,000.
thousand.
Not. But if a stipend is, Coventry doesn't have one, Derby Center doesn't have one, Derby Line has 6,000. Orleans has 1,000 for the individual, 2,000 for two adults, 3,000 for family. Brownington has 6,250, but that they don't offer the medical plan now.
I think they voted for it, didn't they? They just
I
voted for it and
they
it went
voted for the
through.
medical plan,
Yeah, I
but
think it went through.
it's going to the medical plan's going through, and they she didn't know what they're going to do with the stipend now if they offered that. She said the problem there was. Is they were getting the stipend, they had to shop on the network for their health care. The 6,250 disadvantaged them because it went into their W-2 and
Put
it
them into a
put them into
higher.
a higher bracket. And she said she couldn't afford it. She was actually considering dropping her medical coverage. And that's why everybody was complaining because all that did was
Put
price
you out
them
of
out of
practice.
health care.
Well, it's kind of like when I was asking last year about going to best health plan, but for this, if it's going to cost me almost 10 through her work, you guys are only going to pay me 7, plus puts me into another tax bracket, I'm out pretty much out at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I get, like I said, when I got hired, that's what you guys said you're going to do is pay our health care. So unfortunately, it's how do you go back a few years later and say, well, now we're not going to do it?
Right. Well, I don't say eliminating that, but we have to get more creative. We have to get more creative in terms of employees contribute some portion, but we put in a 125 plan so that you can use pre-tax dollars so you get some of it back on your taxes.
But then
So
again, I
you
want to make more money an hour. I want to be with the other foremans. I mean, if they're doing the same thing, why wouldn't I be with them?
But I think we'll see more of them, more towns moving to things. I mean,
Maybe eventually,
yeah.
but
But I think when I ranked it, we were head on this here, on the Beamer's percentage, on the dental vision life STD LTD.
we don't get dental.
Right. But we get all the items.
Vision, but we pay
Vision,
for
he
it.
pays for vision.
I pay for
Right.
my
But they
vision.
offer the right. Well, that's if we got a cafeteria plan as well, the vision would be pre-tax. So there's some things we could do to lessen the bite of
I
the
feel like
difference.
it.
It's only like $5. It's
Yeah, it's not. Vision is
yeah.
hardly anything.
Yeah.
Disabilities aren't that much.
No, I
It's
know.
not a
It's
big deal.
like I said, I think we're looking at one thing and not looking at the whole picture of what other towns are offering. Get it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what
To offset
I
it.
was trying to do that here, to bring us closer to that and to have a decision. Driven data-driven decisions, so we've got data that we can use going forward rather than, this is what I hear. But this comes out from BLCT every year. This is 25 data, so
And yeah, it's a year behind, but yeah.
but it's as current as it gets.
Yeah, all towns are having the same problem. Like I said, Barron's going through the same exact thing, Barron Village.
Yeah.
And she called around to all the towns trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So because he thinks he's completely underpaid. He thinks he's like I said, underpaid, and he wants just a lot more stuff. And like I said, they get double time on Sundays. They get double time on holidays. We don't get that.
Right.
So a lot of towns offer different things. It's where do you want to offer and
Well,
not
you get
offer.
double time on holiday. You get paid your holiday
Yeah, we
pay,
do.
plus you get the time you're working. And if it comes
Well,
overtime,
theirs might be triple time on holidays.
it can't become overtime on a holiday week.
Well,
So, per the policy.
it can't be overtime on a holiday week.
Because the holiday, you're not actually
Yeah, but if you
working.
actually work it, it can.
If
If
you
you
work it, yeah. When
work
they
60
work,
hours
yeah.
and you
They
if he's
float their
clocked, no, that's
holidays.
different.
Yeah, they float their holidays. If they work it, they get paid and it could be an overtime week. And then he'll take the holiday another day. What's that paper?
Oh, that's my taper.
Oh.
Well,
So I don't expect to resolve
Okay.
anything this cycle because there's so much we talked about, but it's setting up for the next cycle in terms of where, what dials do we turn? If we increase the pay, do we dial back some of the benefits? Because we're above the towns on the benefits, we're probably down on the pay. So maybe we bring them, one thing comes down, the other thing goes up to get more
Yeah,
parity.
if we're sitting pretty even with everybody with the two.
So,
Well, it's one of those thoughts where Dan, with his benefits, you're figuring 50 an hour. Well, another town, where are they at with their benefits? You
like
know,
it.
when you, I'm just saying, you know,
Now that I have this,
right, you figure
we
that
could do
out.
it. The line I was missing was the hourly rate, but I have everything else. I have the Beamer's percent they're contributing, and I have the benefit and the sorry, the medical premium and the opt-in, opt-out, so I could do that and see where we.
That
It'd
would
be
be
pretty
a
easy to do that.
That'd be a
It'd be an
good number to
interesting
have
chart.
to
Yeah,
see.
it would
That
be.
shows you exactly what the benefits. If it's $50 an hour here, but everybody else is at 65 or 55, it tells you.
But I think you're gonna see it level out with, especially when they're making $35 an hour compared to 28.50. I mean, that's, and I think theirs is 80% and the person pays 20 is what Barton's is.
Barton was
Is that
80% of all enrollees. Yeah, it was 80%
You
of
got Barton Village and Barton
I
Town.
got Barton Village.
Yeah.
You see, Barton
And
Village is a as Union. Barton Town does. So if you want the platinum plan, it's just a little bit. It's like I can find out it's not much.
but you need to separate out Barton Town and Barton
Yeah, they were
Village.
separated. This was just the village. So I should put Barton
Town.
in the
Town.
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 Yeah, the
Well, I think
Barton
if you put
Village
them
is a kind
all,
of
you know what I
different.
mean?
Where they have water and so, well, even Orleans Village has
Well, I
water and
just know how
sewer.
the union works completely different.
In the village. Okay.
Kind of good bargaining
All right,
tool.
Barton Town was in the stuff VLCT passed through.
Yeah, he's making 33.50 an hour.
33.50. Okay.
Thirty-three.
33.
But you don't know it. I mean, his benefits package, you don't know what he has. Does he have
No,
left in
I have
Canada?
that. That was in
You can't get
VLC.
that. Passed that through. They had both Bartons in there. I just took Village because the population is less than Barton Town.
Well, Barton Town takes in Orleans Village.
Oh, so maybe I've got
So you got two towns.
two
The
villages.
big, in other words, the town of Barton takes in both bills, Barton
Oh, I see.
and Barton Town basically runs everything outside the villages.
Right. Okay. But they are separate.
Now they are
Right.
separate.
Because these guys came
The
in.
village has its own, like Orleans has its own budget,
Exactly. And they
and
had their
Barton
own
has its own
figures.
budget.
Yep.
Craftsbury's at $30 an hour, and they pay full benefits, 100% dental, life insurance pays up to two people, and then life insurance on one. So Derby's got the Skyping.
Union had wages on Derby.
Derby 3189.
Who's that? Dur I had Derby Center and
I
Derby
don't. I'm
Lumber.
guessing it's just Derby Town.
Okay.
Just Derby Town.
Yeah, because Derby Line would be Derby Line Village.
Right.
Yeah.
Same like Martin and
Right. But they had their own
Yeah.
homesteads. Yeah. All right. Okay. So if the numbers, the wage numbers, I didn't print that out. I sent that out, but that didn't change. I don't think anything changed other than we doubled the ballot clerks
Yeah.
running from
Well,
10
we're
hours.
going to talk about stairways.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go hourly.
Well, and that's what way back when it said hourly. I just always kept it at 30 hour. Well, the salary kind of at 30 hours. But as I think about it, I work more than
More than 30
that.
hours.
And like my vacation, I'm not taking all my vacation time. I can't squeeze it in. And yes, I get my vacation, but I either work during it or I work the weekend. So I get the work done. So I don't really take my vacation. And my personal days, I don't. Holidays, I work Veterans Day and I don't float mine. So there's just a lot of hours there.
Saturday or 10 day on New Year.
That's
It's not
my
good.
only thing is just to get paid, I guess, for the hours I work. And I wouldn't go over 40, but even when next year's a big election year, you think I'm just going to be 30?
It takes a lot more hours.
Yeah, I mean, you guys probably see it, compared to 10 years ago, 5 years ago, more stuff that you guys have to do and get involved in every
Well,
year.
I know that
It's crazy.
you, I know she does a lot, so, and you do a lot, so it's, yeah, we're lucky to have both of you.
Pleasure to serve.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that it's taking some weight off the select board.
I believe so.
Well, it does.
Yeah,
Because you
but
got to have
we're still
that.
doing more too. It's not
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, not complaining stuff. I just, I can see, 10 years ago compared to now,
Yeah.
it's always phone calls, something to research. It's
Yeah.
you very seldom has it. Once in a while, something would come up. You'd have to spend the day down here looking stuff up. But now it's every day you're looking something up or calling someone.
And the state keeps wanting to throw more and more at everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just their reporting requirements.
And the same thing is happening in the with the teachers and principals, and they're all just needing more reports. And but a lot
Paperwork.
is it?
For me, even if you went like right here, you have an average, and we figured it right along for 30 hours. If you went to 35, not even going to the full 40, because that I think people would be like, ah. But even if you went, keep the same rate, keep everything the same, but go to 35 hours a week. Yeah. And some weeks I work 40, and some weeks I'm okay with that. But to compromise, my husband is here for some reason. Let me see why.
So I know she's always here because I can come by at
Yeah.
9 at night, and it's like, what the hell is she doing here?
But we make, well, yeah, we got federal motion. You already put to
Well, for right
or
now, we're trying to fill in the budget
we'll try
number.
to fill in the yeah. What I do is try to fill in where we're going to land at the
Yeah,
top.
you fill it in, whatever, fill it in, then we approve the whole thing later.
Right.
And but you gotta bring us nothing free.
So in terms of going back to the top, so on the town clerk's office, go to 30 to 35 hours. Highway is stat, but is there, what came out of the discussion? Was that work session last night?
Or town employee?
Yeah.
He's getting laid off
They went right away.
from
January
January
5th.
1
Fifth.
to the thing, but then he's actually
January
gone for
fifth.
an entire month after that. So he's not coming back till April.
Who?
Austin.
So
January, April.
I thought it was 8 weeks.
So it's 8 weeks, but then he's leaving for a month for guards, so he won't be back until almost
Well,
April 1st. So he's going to be gone almost 3 months.
great. So
I found that out
that's
this morning.
minus 3
Yeah,
months.
almost.
That would be, I would take that out of the budget. What is he making?
He's going to be 20.
He's 2250 through probation, but that ends in January, and it's 24, whatever the other guys are. Then I'm assuming you'd
Maybe
give him,
26, yeah.
yeah, whatever the other
26
guys.
first. So when he came back, it
When he came
was
back,
that.
he'd go to 26, which is already in the plan,
Yeah,
right?
2590
So
he is.
he's we're saving a quarter of 50, 2250 times.
Need a
I
calculator.
need a calculator. Wow. Roughly 50.
5,000.
Is it roughly
What do you got for numbers?
2250 times 2080?
Sorry.
2080?
Yeah, that's a year.
It's a year.
Then you
And
just
then divide
divide
by
that by
four.
four. Yeah.
$11,700.
Okay. Less FICA, too. So you save
Well,
on the FICA.
yeah. And then you save on the Skyping, right?
And save on the no,
Because he wouldn't
How
hit it for
is
the
that
3 months.
going to
How is that gonna, well, we're
work?
covering his,
This
we're covering
stipend, is that
his,
what you're talking
yeah,
about?
we're
That
paying him, the stipend is
prorated with weekly according to the minute,
for not
monthly.
insurance. But here's the risk. If it was you, we're letting go. And we say we were going to cover your medical benefits. Is that apples to apples? What's different with Austin? Because he waived with medical benefits.
Yeah. I don't know. It's
So
up to you
you
guys. And then you would get your
you would get your benefits still.
That's why, yeah, I think, and then he should get his stipend.
Step, that's what I'm, because he's still off our insurance. We're not having to pay it while he's off.
But you won't be able to, in a way, you can't even can't, because if you give it to him while he's laid off, then it comes off his unemployment.
Correct. Where you'd have to wait till he came
And
back.
you'd have to cut him a check for it when he came back.
I think that's for a later date to discuss.
Yeah, I think that's,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, there's
But
definitely something in there
the
with
other
like, because
question
he's still
that
got
comes in,
insurance. You can leave it in there, but you can't pay it
right?
in your budget.
And you can't pay it as a paycheck, which
It's kind
is
of like
what
a,
we'll
and
be
you can't pay it
doing.
as a, because then he
Paycheck.
has to report it.
Yeah.
So the other question I've got is with that Viemer League retirement. If he's, would he go back onto that in April then instead of March? How does that work?
Ooh, they had said
Because they said we could push.
we were talking 8 weeks. We
weren't.
weren't. Yeah.
This would be 12. We want to check.
Well, he'd be
Yeah.
so he'd be on
Well, he'd be on.
unemployment for the 8, but then the guards will pick him up for the. You're saying that way?
Could he come back for a day a week? Is that what you're asking to
Yeah,
get?
there. And maybe that's a way to pay the stipend is
quarterly, because then January,
Yeah.
June.
Yeah, those ones
Yeah,
are
even
good.
if you, but I'm saying for that
So it
time that
skips
he was
it.
gone,
Well,
even
is
if
it
you
quarterly,
paid out
years or quarterly
pay
forward?
10 weeks he
That's
was on the
not.
guards.
Wow.
One of the things that Beamers and VLCT said is you document it. Don't wing it. Document it so that you're consistent with everybody. So whatever we do, we have to document it so we apply it equally on this on the on the riff on the somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have to write a
You have
policy.
to write a policy, which
Another
is gets back
policy.
to the yeah.
You sure 35 is enough now?
So,
I just don't want if people see.
I mean, we can keep it simple. I
They
would.
don't see me here.
I know. Some of
Yeah.
us do.
Well, if somebody asked me about you being here, and which very seldom, my comment would be, she has to work on these odd hours because you can't get anything done because there's too much traffic.
Which is the
Yeah.
truth.
Which is,
We
that's
have
my answer,
to,
actually, in the summer.
yeah, we have to think.
Yeah,
And you get distracted, and then
you're starting over
and you're
again.
starting over.
That's why I have piles of paper because each one is a different topic that is being worked on.
Yep.
But
So on the budget, how I'm trying to think where it's 4.8 now. How I'd like to get that down.
yeah.
I'd like to get
Well, we
that
talked
in half.
on the capital infrastructure.
Structure. Yeah, about every 10,000 is about a percentage. So if we took the capital infrastructure down by 10,
Yeah.
or even
I don't really see any capital infrastructure costs? I mean,
yeah, the
what's that going to do? Was that supposed to be money for that bridge?
Yeah,
if we
that's the main
trying,
thing.
That's why we bumped it up.
So where have our big? So I'll answer a different way. Where our capital infrastructure has come up in the past has been when we upsize culverts. I call it infrastructure because it's we're increasing the capacity. It's not just repairing.
Yeah,
it's when we got the new roof. All the stuff in the garage and this building is infrastructure, but that got paid by MERP, so that worked out well.
Yeah, we didn't have to use our
the roofs, and it would be if we are going. It has to be at least. No, it doesn't. And then the chimney repair I put into infrastructure, so it might be some of the repair stuff that comes up, but the fund is projected to end the year with almost $40,000. So it's in pretty good shape.
So if you took 10 out of that.
To 10 out of that.
Yeah, that would like bring it back up anyway.
Yeah. So that gets a percent out of it.
Yeah.
Not this revocable trust business. That's the time.
So you'd like to bring that?
I'd like to get us down to 2.4-ish.
Right, but this is...
so that brings a percent, that's like 3.8.
That gets us to 3.8. Austin would bring it down another percentage at least, a little more.
Would that bring it down to
2.8?
Now, what would you offer me to go on best insurance? Still the 7,000, or would it be half of what my plan is now?
Because
It's written.
Well, you know,
I'm just laughing because I can see your head spinning.
Well, no, you guys are talking about saving money, so
yeah,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm glad you're doing it. It's just like
I did it last year and I did it the year before, but I won't do it for seven.
It's written for half of the current premium.
No,
it doesn't delineate.
Yeah,
because this is a fight every year. It's been a fight for 5 years with me.
Well, so. it's a fight because they keep jacking it
up. Oh,
out.
I know.
And
I
we
understand.
Have to keep, like,
going
Jock
up.
Was in here last night. You were here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jock's trying to find us a place where, you know, the best premium we get, you know, for the amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame you for wanting that premium.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of medical bills now, so I'm going to have a good
look
insurance.
At John's paper. John has you at
I don't blame you.
Half of
no, I'm just trying to save you guys money and a less of a headache for me at the end of the day of every year.
But you get the same kind of benefits, though.
As what she has up there? But she pays a lot for it, so
no, I'm just saying that the
10 years ago we should have said we're going to follow the school system. If they pay 80%, we pay 80%. Now we should have done that years ago, and we never did.
But so Dan is asking, what would you get for your
half of
it? Would half of your current premium?
But with that, if I said okay, I'll do it this year, is that going to change? Are you guys going to screw me next year and say, oh, we're only going to give you seven? You know what I'm saying?
No. That depends on the board.
Yeah. But, like, if I did do it, I'd want something in writing saying this is what you guys are going to do as long as I'm here.
You could write an employment paper for Dan if you want, you know, separate
if
from
I
the
went
minutes.
That route, is what I'm saying, because I don't want to go next year and then be like, oh, well, we're taking it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Nobody's going to take it all.
Well, the board could all switch and they could. So
I know.
But then you'll just have a ghost town for workers. So
you want something in writing to cover it?
If I went that route, like I said, I'd have to ask her and she has to ask her to work. I don't know how it all works, but I know we talked about it because I talked about it last year and the year before.
But
like I said, it's saving you guys money.
I can't think of the number very
well. But like he says,
head.
It's got to be, you know, when they did it over there.
Right, so
next thing you know.
And if you got 14, would that cover your, what her increase is going
to
be?
Increase in, I think, like her deductibles and everything. She would have to do all the math. I'm not the math person she is.
Deductible.
But, I mean, I would look into
about
it.
That then.
Yeah, I can. I'm willing to do it. Because, like I said, I'd like to help, but I don't want to get screwed in the point of it either. Because what it's going to do is going to show me making more money, more taxes, just like what they're doing over there. You know, Browning, remember when you said Brownington was looking because they could show more taxes, go to the next bracket. So I go to the next bracket. So I've got to be able to cover that too.
Well.
Yeah. So, and at 7,000, they wouldn't even touch it.
Because it's taxable, you're
That's
not,
what I mean. Taxable. So if you take seven, it's almost 50%. So you're down to 35.
But the current policy, as stated, is 50% of the premium. So it'd be 14, 15, somewhere in that.
So,
Do you want
but
to
I will look into
talk
it.
to Beth about
Yeah, no, I
that?
can definitely have her run the numbers
And
and try to
then,
figure it out because I'd like to help where I can. I always have. So,
but you're not gonna,
but
you're
you're
not
not going
going
to show
to
up cash
catch
or something.
lay on the grenade for
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I'm
it.
not gonna. Like I said, I'm not gonna do it for the seven because then I just shoot myself in the foot. So, and I've got with the diabetes, I got a lot of medicine that I got to take. So, and now I got to go because I don't know, my blood's screwed up, so I got to go check that out. So,
No, you keep your blood in charge.
Yeah, I've got to
Filter,
have.
filter
You
down,
do.
and
It's something I
all,
know all about it. The older you
yeah,
get, the worse it gets.
yeah. I say I think it's like $300, $400 a month just in medicine now. And we're on the platinum plan, so it's expensive. It's probably not. It's 260, so that's what
That's still a lot.
it's still a lot.
That's a
It
lot.
makes like
And even when you
months.
retire, though, you think you have benefits, and you get all these supplement insurance you have to pay, and it's like, damn, I'm
Oh
still paying
yeah, it's crazy.
$600
And you don't have someone to talk to. It's someone
I'm just going to call
in
away.
Yeah.
But you don't have quite the deductible because we want to buy
Right.
with all the supplement. You know what I mean? As my previous on the bus.
I know
You've already.
Jock helped me out with mine.
Yeah, he helped.
Back to this, like paving Long Pond Road. What if you just shimmed it with an inch and instead of how much would you save? I mean, I
That would
know
be a
it's.
question I'd have to ask.
I mean,
I
it's
mean,
like
if
we
you're
got
doing
you got
half,
70,000 in there. Would it knock it down to 50,000?
probably it almost cut it. If you're doing half the payment, cut it almost in half, roughly.
Right.
Yeah, because you're paid by the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
That's just, I've always felt that when they do the inch shim and then the inch top coat or half inch and then inch, those period of time that you're getting extra by doing, you're not really gaining that extra. When it cracks rather it's inch and a half or an inch. And
And I agree for the most part. I think there are times where,
yeah,
you know, if
sometimes
it's really rutted, and I
yeah,
think
where
the
you,
shim makes a difference. But
I'm just trying to
that
think if we could.
Long Pond's not real rutted or anything.
Yeah,
It's
it's not
been,
real
it's
bad.
got a few dips
Yeah,
and stuff, but not,
not real bad.
it's not horrible, though.
Right. That's what I'm just thinking. If we could save 20,000 off of our paving
I
there,
mean, I could
we.
look into it. Yeah, it's super simple. So,
No, it's mine.
yep. The sad part here is, and I say it every year, we're sitting here trying to get this down to a certain figure, but we don't work on the education part to pretend to convince.
That comes in and
That
they
comes in, and
help
you
you.
have no choice.
Yeah.
Just goes where it
And
goes.
they go down in Mafia and they say, well, we're going to try this, and this, and this, and this. And they don't get nowhere.
And you know, David,
Spin their wheels.
the other sad part is, so like December, the supervisory unions will put out their budget. So like Newport Town that I work for, they have a $3.5 million budget. A million of it goes to the SU,
To who?
to the supervisory union of the
What?
district. So they're doing the same thing we are, trying to crunch every little number in the school. But they already have $1 million bill that they can't even see. And they can't touch, they can't change it. It is what it is.
And it keeps
It's
that
the
one
same
keeps
thing
getting
with the
back.
cap.
It just that one they just keep getting bigger all the time. I mean, that's why the governor was trying to,
Redistrict. Yeah, it didn't
redistrict.
happen because they did it.
No, but
Yeah.
I think he went to, you can't go five districts in the whole state. He
I
would have
think,
went down to like 12 districts, maybe could have got something.
aren't they pulling back a little bit on
more than
what?
pull back. And then he came back and said,
No.
we'll make it voluntary. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's what they do though. But they can't come to a consensus. Well, because each one's fighting for his little area. And when you do that, they just ain't gonna do it. I mean,
No, they just need to tell
I
them.
think it's more nefarious than that. When you look at who's on that committee and where they get their money from, the education union.
Yeah.
Like our money goes somewhere.
Well, no, it's the union. The unions own half people on that committee.
Oh.
The education movement. Yes. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is, so we have a surplus. I think we talked about some of this before. I'd like to use some of that. Part of it would be, part of that surplus is the Miriam's gonna hate missing this meeting, but we'll have to wait. You know what I'm talking about.
You mean the AFRA funds?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Not AARP.
5 minutes ago, I was thinking about the
Yeah,
AFRA
well, there you go. I
funds.
could read that.
You know, Dan and I and John had talked about, you know, the for the financing of Macro. Dan's like, well, why can't we use the AFRA funds, fund it, pay it back, and then you'll have 6% more that you can't touch.
Boy,
But
he's becoming
it should be a possibility.
screen.
But for consideration is, we still have to do the floor joists under this building, and if we could say that was coming out of surplus, it would save the taxpayer, you know, having to put it into the infrastructure fund. It's there. It's there to, we're not a bank. My view is, we're not a bank. We're not to accumulate a surplus beyond some reasonable level.
But that was the plan on this building all along, wasn't it? To use the ARPA
Yeah.
money.
There's one of the things that came up was to invest in our building.
Yeah, this, I don't think the
So we have
Miriam
what,
isn't gonna,
50,
she's not gonna
we have
question that.
82,000.
And this
So
would be about 50 of it, roughly.
okay, and then the other 30 is one of the.
We could keep up for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Those
think
for sure.
Miriam would have any problem with those two
And I
things.
think those are the
Okay.
right ones.
This building was,
Was always a consideration,
yeah,
yeah.
in
Yeah, and the
the
beach.
beach.
And the beach was part of what the voters wanted too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other is, we have this emergency fund.
No.
I'd like to build that up more. It's 57,000. So I'd like to just take some of the surplus and put it in the emergency fund, because we can use that to fund deficits in the highway and the operating fund. So we have it there designated for that. But I was going to move like 150,000, put a proposed moving 150,000. Yeah. I still talked with Ann. The delinquent taxes have moved from 300,000 to 210,000.
This is that one.
We sort of got the easy
Yeah.
money in, and now she says it's getting slower already. It's So that's still a concern. There's 200,000 that is outstanding tax. It's cash we can't use right now. So I
Because
think
that's
it'll come
done.
in. It's just there's some more complicated scenarios out there, and there's a couple people. She turned over two people to the attorney to write letters. One guy was 4 years behind, and the other guy's 3 years behind, I think. And just they're not responding. They're not getting
Yeah,
back.
that's
They're not.
when I'm a tax sale. Get it, and that way you're back on the pay,
No.
on the books again.
We haven't had one for a while.
We have
No,
not.
I can't remember. I mean,
Not in my
and
four
not we
year.
used to have them like every 3 years or something like
Yeah.
that.
We've rattled, she's rattled that saver a couple times, and it's worked. It's brought
People
some
have
people
paid.
current, but we haven't had a tax sale. And we haven't paid, interestingly, we used to have people stop by and troll for tax sales, and we haven't had many.
They send us emails.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, but they're not local people.
No, there
It's
used to be some locals that would
usually,
always come in.
I don't want to talk about them people. I was at a tax sale. I had to be there just to be there, and I got done. And then there was two or three of them out in the yard when I left. They were out there talking. And I'm telling you right now, they just they talk things. I mean, they talk things over amongst themselves.
Who was going to bid what?
Who's going to,
what the property is, really,
There's not enough
where it is. And,
But
they were just not here. It was, they were going to another.
yeah.
I do have one question, probably totally out, whatever. What's happening to the disability, the ramp next door? that in the spring, or is that happening, or is that paid for, or because
That's paid for it,
it really should happen.
we Merck will pay for it.
Okay.
It really should happen because we get reimbursed fully for that.
And we have until December of 26.
Okay.
So next, and I don't think we should use Pierce for that. I think you said that.
Well, we already kind of gave the bid to
Richard.
Oh, good.
Richard
Okay. Sorry.
McAllister.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And he'll do it in the spring or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they've just been short on health. They've lost a
Okay.
bunch of health right at the end of
Just because as they
May.
use it more and it's a public
Right.
building.
Yep.
Yeah. It was in the plans to be done this.
He's supposed to rip
This.
that out and put a concrete
Okay.
sidewalk from the
Yeah.
road right
Oh,
to the.
and while we're on, so Merck talked to Pierce this morning. We're just waiting on they've completed everything in this building and that building that we asked for. The last outstanding item is blowing insulation into the town garage roof.
They did that already. No.
Part of it. What
Okay.
happens, they brought a full load out and they finished these buildings, so they emptied the truck
Oh,
there. They
okay.
had to come back and finish it on the 24th. And then they will have completed all the Merck stuff we asked for originally. And
Yeah.
then I can make an accounting for how much. But I think we've got six figures still, the Merck funds available.
We're going to do
I
the
want to do two. I've asked Pierce to quote on two mini splits for here,
Yeah.
one for the garage,
Some
replace the
lights in the
lighting on
garage.
the outside of the garage. If there's other things, we may still have some funds.
Were they going to insulate under here? Was that
It's easier to
part of the
That
marble?
was part of the, yes,
Isn't
15, there was 15, 16 grand to do under here too. That's right, after we did the joists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to turn the meter back on over there? Because they put
No.
it in the other day, yesterday, the day before, to Friday.
Oh, that's a good. They put a new phone.
Probably. I think it was yesterday, day before
You know, I'm
yesterday.
talking to Pierce tomorrow. Let me
Maybe
ask
you
him
ask
if
him.
it's just to throw a switch.
Yeah.
You know what?
Could be. No,
It
yeah.
should be, right?
Is
Yeah.
that
Yeah.
metering what's going out to?
Oh, I have no
No.
idea.
Yes.
Whatever
Yeah.
worked, but
Yeah.
yeah, that's right.
Eating it out.
What it'll do is the
Is
meter will spin one way when it's pulling from outside.
that
When
really
it's
how it works?
yep, and when it's
This
feeding back to the grid, you'll watch it spin backwards.
yeah.
It's pretty neat. When it's a real sunny day, you can watch
Yeah.
that thing really fly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just stuck it in the other day.
Yeah, because Barton
So
Electric had to do that.
they
Yeah.
all
The only question they had was there's two meters and they didn't know whose meter was who, the guy. So he was going to call and ask about it. So he didn't know if one was the state meter, one was the town meter, and whose meter was it going to go to.
It goes to ours.
Okay. Yeah, I
So
said
whichever
he
one
was supposed to call somebody.
that's a good question.
Well, they should be able
Listen
on
for
the
us.
bill. They should be see what they're billing us for
How would they?
on that
Yeah.
meter.
Listen for us.
It's just what he asked when he was there.
Well, if it's an
Yeah.
easy answer, just tell them it's on our meter,
Yes.
the
Yeah.
town's meter, because they should be able to tell which one
It
they're
does.
reading.
Yeah.
But the state doesn't get a bill.
So
I mean,
I don't
it
think
all comes to the town.
so. Yeah. There was two meters out there and he didn't know
And
which one it was hooked to or something.
the fire department's not on a separate meter.
That's weird. Yeah, that's actually.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. First, I know, I only thought there was one meter out there.
Yeah, you'd think the state
But,
one would be shut down. How
yeah.
many breaker panels are inside?
Two. So, it must be the state side has its
Yeah,
own breaker
or
panel.
yeah. What, John? We need, this is my thought, we need to incorporate that one, just the 1 meter.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're getting charged extra on
Yeah.
that.
Oh yeah,
Real
like a
high charge.
delivery fee or yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I can ask Pierce about it. Yeah, they tied that
The
email
Merck
in.
thing,
Right.
yeah,
That's.
making it more
I thought
efficient.
there was only 1 meter when he came in and said there's two meters.
No,
Who's the other
we'd
one?
spend a little money.
Same pole? Of same pole.
You might be better off. You might be better off with two though, if one of them isn't getting up above that 100.
Well, it all depends on how it's set
You're
up,
talking
because
about the.
if it's set up on a commercial account, it doesn't matter. You're going to charge
That's
a
true. Well,
healthy
we
amount.
can check the bills here now and see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I split mine at home because my horse
Well,
barn, because it was cheaper to go with
because you got the
two
100.
meters than to go with one, because I was staying.
You got a demand meter?
I was almost to it.
Oh boy, bro.
That's
Yeah.
why I split
Nice.
them,
Well, it's
so
like
the barn was on the
Richard
flipper.
LeBrecq when he built that big sugar house. They wanted to put it in. and get the 400 amp service. It's going to cost him more every month just to keep the service available than what he was going to use throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
And he's like, it doesn't make sense. So he split it. So the sugar house is one, and then his pumps are another meter.
Yeah.
And did 200 amp service.
Yeah, I mean, I know about the man meters.
So. Yeah. So, there's a demand there.
Right? Yeah. Once you get on it, you're on it for a year or something.
Okay. The last thing is just a Dale thing for you. I was looking at the education bills again. Because what surprised me this year is, okay, we're the gold town, I know that. The state increased, they kept it flat, but our education tax still went up 4.2%.
I mean, for they are for the night.
And I know I didn't think the gold town increased as much because, again, it should have been about the same. But what was interesting, and it's good, but it's out of our hands, is I looked at the Lake Region and high school tax bills, and our school population is growing. Because you can look at, they charge per pupil.
Yeah, that's the way it works, yeah.
So the last 3 years, the local school tax bill, which is separate from the state, has gone up 37%, 28%, and 8%. And part of it is, the schools are more expensive to run, but part of it is, our population is growing a little faster than some of the other towns in the Lake Region school district.
Yeah.
So that's going to keep hitting tax. That's going to hit taxpayers here as more kids go into the school system. Our proportionate share of the school costs are going to increase as well. So I think we're going to see the education tax outpacing the other towns in the Lake Region school system, on top of whatever the state does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this year on the town report, other towns are doing this. I want to put in there our state legislators' emails and phone numbers and say, if you have an issue with the education tax, please call your legislator. Because I get a lot of it here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't. I can't help you.
Yeah.
So. But I think that education tax is still going to be a and it's good. We're getting more young families in here and all.
No, I get that we were known as, the elderly, just it was elderly for a long time.
Yeah. No, I don't see them. I don't know where the kids are, but I guess they got to be here.
Nowadays, they're all stuck in time for them.
No, I think it's a lot like the guy came in and introduced himself up on going out of town past the beach. One of those houses on the left just sold. And he has a 1-year-old. He's very excited about moving to town. It's good.
I think that's Austin's sister.
Oh, her friend she used to live?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Austin's sister about that.
Yeah. Austin.
Yeah, and her husband.
And I know they had the clothes swap next door, and they said a lot of people from them were young families that they didn't know existed. So,
you were doing stuff when we did talk about Dan's gonna check and see like shim coating Long Pond Road where you had 70,000 in your number. If we could get 50 or 60. There's another 10,000 cut a point. What would you say?
It'd be down to 1.8.
Well, right now that one is for the 42.8. That one's running at a deficit. Because we had starting the year with 48. We're putting in 42, but we're spending 135. So it there's a hole of 46,000 at the end of the year. But I was thinking 2 out of 3 would work, but 3 out of 3 next year wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, so in other words, do the two state,
state funded ones.
And then do the other one the following year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that all right with you, Dan?
Yes.
Well, Long Pond Road will hold up another 2 years.
We might have to grind it by 2 years.
Yeah.
That's the problem, but
yeah.
I doubt you'll shim coat it in 2 years.
Yeah.
The other case is if we build up the emergency fund, you run a deficit and you pull from that. If we see how the unit goes. So.
Yeah, the other thing you want to do is look at your fuel, in other words, fuel prices and stuff. They'll give you quotes now, but they won't make it for next year.
Yeah,
They will. They will?
No, they won't. They'll love
No,
it.
they won't.
Yeah.
They'll give you that, but it's like depends on the market
Yeah,
at the
depends on the
time
area.
there.
Yeah. This is just hopefully to get us
Another
barely
idea
close.
though.
So, but I mean, if they shim coat it, it might go from 70,000 down to 40,000, you know? So.
And then is if for the 16, is the state funds, they don't fund the whole thing for that, right? We
No,
have to kick in
20%, I think.
20%. Okay,
I
well,
think I'm going to talk with Eric at some point to try
okay.
to
Yeah, so
so.
anything more they fund would be a
Yeah.
pickup for that piece.
Yeah, because he was going over that paper I gave you guys last night, because at the end of the day, he flips the bill, so, or most of it. So I just wanted to make sure he was in agreement on
Eric,
that too. Yeah.
I'm surprised that they don't, because that road, other than where we put the culverts in and they did a good job there, that road's really not in that bad of shape, is it?
No. I mean, we can also cut down about 6,000 out of that if we wanted to, if we only wanted to grind by the beach, because there's about 6,000 out of it. But it's up to you guys. I was hoping to get the wrap out of everything to be able to put into our other stuff. So, but
What about the, this is kind of like a stupid question maybe, but the culvert, in other words, the bridge, are they, how much blacktop do you think's on that?
Oh, I have no
Because I know
idea.
it came up last year, you know.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
was a big
And
pump last
if the
spring.
water level isn't any higher, the reason why it's coming up is basically it's nothing to protect it down below to
Settling. Yeah.
frost, leaves come up. But it went right back down.
Yeah, that's after the process went out last
Yeah.
year.
After the frost.
Yeah, it's the first year I've seen it move. So it will be interesting in the spring to see what it does. But yeah, we can, like I said, we can cut back on what we're gonna have ground or Copeland.
Yeah,
So
but you
that's only about
don't.
6,000.
How often do you get the 80%?
Not very.
Every
Every time
10
that's
years.
due. Every time that, yeah,
10 years, I
it
think, isn't
probably.
it?
So you need to. It's going to have to last 10 years.
Yeah. No, even if you shim coated it, would. It's just, it takes it down. And so I was just
Yeah.
hoping to get the wrap so we could use it in like the transfer station parking lot, some other parking lots,
Yeah.
the extra wrap. Because I was going to
The
reuse
wrap,
it.
that's the ground stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to take it all.
You
And then we'll
know,
use it for shoulders. So we don't have to pay for the shouldering material, just for them to shoulder
what that wrap would really help with?
it.
You mix some in the gravel where you've been having a couple problems on
Yeah,
picking
I
it
want to
up.
do
I
that.
was gonna say, if you mix that right in it, it would help hold some of
Yeah,
those
no,
steeper
that's
hills.
yeah, that's what I was hoping to get as much as I can. So at the end of the day, if it's 6,000 more, you know, it's
I
going to be a
think
lot of
you're.
yardage. So.
I think what you save on not grinding it, you're gonna pay out in
Yes, no, you would.
other places
Yep, no, you
a
definitely
lot
would.
more
That's why I
personally.
said when he asked about it, I'm like, for 6,000, it just didn't make sense. But I mean, if you're looking to cut and you need to cut 6,000, 6,000. So,
You know, and the other thought is like transfer station parking lot, you're only really getting traffic a day or two a week.
But it only
You
needs
could,
like 4 or 5 load. I think we're going to have 100, what do you say, 100 ton?
yeah, see, so have,
Yeah, a lot.
yeah.
More than we know
Yeah.
what to do with.
Yeah.
So,
That's not a bad scenario,
no, that's why I was. Figured to get as much as it, because he's like, oh, we'll haul it off. And I'm like, can we just keep it? And it's actually cheaper for us to keep it, because then they don't have to haul it.
right.
They just haul short. So,
Okay.
but no, I definitely had a plan for it.
Put
So
up for
I'll update the numbers.
sale
I'll
tonight.
update the numbers
Yeah.
and send out the top summary
I don't want to
sheet.
sell any of it. This stuff's like gold.
And have another meeting, what?
And quick, that'll be a quick meeting then.
What?
In
Sometime in
early
January.
or early.
Early March.
But when do we have to have
The town,
town book
yeah,
ready to
they
go?
have it all.
Should we
So
have?
you're going to write the selectman's report? Seeing though
No,
you're having it
absolutely
ready?
not. Yeah.
Should we have another one? I'm just throwing it out there after we get the bids for the paving, and then that'll give us a lot better idea of that'll give us a better idea of where we sit with the paving,
Yeah.
where we could
We
cut.
just
And
tweak
I'm
that
just,
one
yeah,
piece.
I didn't know if it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
Because we'll
Well,
have
what
good
time
numbers
is
by
it?
then.
Fun and what?
December 15th, we open bids.
After that.
Okay, so after that.
You're thinking early March?
I'll do it whenever. I'm just saying,
Okay,
it would give us a
so
more of an
you're cutting
idea
to
saying,
December 15th.
yeah, that's the meeting we're opening bids.
Okay, so we need to do it before that.
After
After
that.
that. After that.
So,
Okay.
because what I'm saying is, if it comes in a lot higher, say we estimated at 270, if it comes in at 400, we know we ain't doing
I
all
think
the
it's a
columns.
good, yeah. So what
Well,
what you got there, but
the 16th is the day after, is a Tuesday. And then the following week is the week of Christmas. The week after that's the week of New Year's. So.
so we'd have to do it the day after they open this on a Tuesday.
That's good. Yeah, it'll have to be Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday morning, I'm tied up first. And,
Oh, it's Wednesday.
well, it's Wednesday, so
Wednesday's fine.
you want to do the 17th
And
of
that should be quick.
Wednesday?
That should be.
17th is our party.
Look at that.
Yeah,
We'll all be
we'll
here.
not do it all tied up.
Is this the budget meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, so select board meeting January 12th. I want to review the article. Select board meeting January 26th.
What day is the
Yeah,
what we're
you're
opening the
talking
bids on
December.
today? 15th.
Well, you're saying
I
January.
oh, they
And
were talking January.
oh,
The 15th.
they
Oh,
were
what's she
talking
saying?
December. That's the week of the 15th.
Yeah.
I
Where
just
else?
I got four appointments that week.
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, Friday the 19th. So that's the one thing like that.
Yeah.
And I can't miss these other appointments. I mean, I just ones that you go miss it. Well, see you
Yeah,
in three or
see
four
you in
months.
3 months. Yeah, 19th Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna what you want to go over, and you were saying the 12th.
I'm talking in January when we need
Oh, January.
to,
Okay.
when we need to have the warnings and the
When's those bids
articles.
open there?
What
December
time?
15th. Could we just do it that same night and just have a small
Yeah,
agenda?
yeah.
That would
We
be
can
the
do that.
easiest.
I can be there
Because
for that.
it
Plus
should
board
be pretty
meetings that night.
simple.
Yeah.
December
Yeah, we'll put it
15th.
on the
That's that
agenda.
one you wanted on the agenda last night.
Yeah, for that. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like I said, it should be
that
pretty
sounds good to
simple to
me.
know,
Yeah,
like, if we're close with the
we get
numbers.
it lower than we say, yeah, we can do more. And, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Do you want me to get a price just on the shim coat? Because, like I said, that stuff isn't out. I could ask Norm, like, what we would roughly say.
Yeah.
And if it's 30,000, you want me just to put anything 30 or above? Do you want me to put just a shim coat out for bid? If we save roughly 30,000, you want to give me like a number of where you want me to switch it to?
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to talk to someone like Andrew Zabrowski that has been in the forever, that how many years you get out of a shim coat versus the inch and a half or 2 inch.
You can go ahead and do that because it doesn't matter anyways then.
Yeah, we won't be signing a contract,
Right.
right?
Yeah, just
So this
information
gets
only.
us information about having
For
to
the
give it
bid,
on
you're
both.
saying for the bids?
Yeah, the shim coat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been it both ways.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Then that
okay.
way, we got the we're working the budget. And, if it works in so that we can fit it in the budget, fine.
And I'll be that much further in terms of how things, the numbers are shaping up for year end. So maybe there's something that comes out of that too.
Yeah, just for Long Pond for the shingle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't do that over there. We have to.
No. No, state wouldn't let you over there anyway. That time. Although they've been doing a lot of that. Going around edge shimming a lot of places.
New Hampshire does a lot of it. They just shim more often.
Yeah.
Mass got really cheap there for what they were doing is they were putting down a layer of oil and really fine gravel on top of
We
it.
used to do
And
that.
it was cheap to last.
No. They grade it. What they do is they put it down, they put the oil, and they grade it, and then you remember it, Bill. You're not too much younger than I am.
Yeah, I remember when
I imagine you even had it done.
they used to park all those trucks and pea stones in where I grew up in my parents' yards. All those pea stones that came from Lowell asbestos mine.
Oh,
We
yeah. Yeah,
played on them all our life. And I was like,
remember that. We used to use them too, so
yeah.
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All I got is minutes from the last budget meeting, October 28th, for review.
He
That's
hasn't
it.
sent them out,
Oh, I
so
haven't
that's
sent
why
them.
you haven't gotten them from
Okay, so I
me.
can send it out first and we can get that done next
Well,
time.
Maya, do you have our harbor master pay in the
No, I don't.
budget?
But I heard they're considering Rob.
Rob, but Jason, I didn't tell him because they weren't excited about Rob, but Jason said he would do it at that end of the light.
Oh, really? That's
Jason,
good.
the A-frame guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah.
But
That pontoon boat,
it's still,
it's still there.
It's going back out.
yeah, it's more in the water now than it was.
So
Right?
why
Yeah.
is this
Yeah.
date? I don't know what.
They've got it tied off so it can't
It
go
can't
too
go much
far.
further.
Yeah. They're
Well,
just going to leave it there. I don't think
yeah,
anything's going
because
to happen at this point.
well, the
the
state
cost.
likes to do this a lot.
Oh, I bet.
No, they don't. They're trying to wait this person out, Kevin.
Yeah, but the engine is still on
The
there. The
engine's still
motor is
hot.
still on
Said
it.
they
Yeah, they
checked
say
all those waste
all the
stuff.
hazard.
The engine,
Yeah,
I'm surprised that
engine.
engine hasn't disappeared.
Yeah, it looks like a
It
pretty
looks
good
like a
one.
pretty good one.
Yeah.
Not that I checked, but I
Okay.
haven't.
I thought about
A dry lift in it,
was
Andrew.
gonna
Yeah,
say you go
right
grab on that
in
with
some
one
out.
guy. Because I think it's in what 90 horse or something, 900 horse or something.
Yeah,
It's a good
So, what did
tractor.
you decide on December 15th? You're doing
We're gonna
a select board meeting and a budget meeting, or a budget meeting within it,
We'll
or
do the budget meeting at 5:30 or something
okay.
like that, and then because it's only gonna take what?
It's gonna be real quick. It's just the only open item would be those bids for the.
Even 4:45. I mean 4:06.
You tell
So
me,
15
okay.
minutes should
Yeah,
do
it'd
it.
be one page. I'm just going to give you the
Okay.
one page. If there's any issues that come out while I'm trying to work it, I'll let you all know. But I've got some things to update, so
Okay.
if you just here, let me know when you
We'll have
help.
to make a
Yeah,
motion to
I
approve
heard
them,
just
but.
put on that.
Okay.
Now, when does ours like renew? The
When does
yearly
our
thing
health plan
renew?
start? January.
January. Is it January?
I think it's due December 5th. Whatever. They made the plan. Jacques is taking care of the paperwork. January. Oh, yeah. So you have to make your decision.
Yeah, she's gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
That's her deal.
All right. Meeting adjourned.
I'll make a
Oh,
motion to approve the minute from the
thank
previous
you.
meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Do I need
You want them back?
I need them because he won't.
I'm new to this.
Okay. We
Don't
can
use
give him
this.
a copy after.
Okay. I have a good tutor, a
Yeah.
good mentor.
Well, let me tell you, I'll give you a notebook and a
Oh,
pen.
writing, I've got
You want the personnel
yeah.
policy.
Okay. All right, thank you all.
Yeah.
All right, so the meeting is adjourned.
Yeah, somebody makes a motion that we adjourn a meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All of them.
11:58. Aye.
Yes.
Stop recording and